Hello?
Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
What do you got? Go ahead, start.
Okay, thank you. First question. Hold on just a second. First question. Are you Mr. Quentin Smith?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
100% will vote.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
69.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as Black American, White Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
I am human race.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossin-Camp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I disagree.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence. Two of those.
Border security and, okay, and gun violence.
Gun violence. Okay, thank you so much. Next. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, which means neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Kent.
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
90.
Thank you. Dave Reichert.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Bob Ferguson.
0.
0. Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. Marie Glossin-Camp-Perez.
25.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
55.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
10.
Thank you. Next. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald J. Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, will you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossin-Camp-Perez?
Kent.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November of 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance?
No.
Just a very – no? No chance at all?
No. Zero.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is at all important. Use a 5 if you think it's somewhat important. And use a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. A leader who will fight against the threats to our rights and freedoms, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. A leader who will understand our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
8.
Thank you. A fighter for the working class.
8.
Thank you. Someone you can trust.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. What are you doing? I'm trying to do other things, so. You got to wrap this
okay.
up real fast. I got to start cooking.
Yeah, we almost done. Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for her district. She doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting in party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for her district. As the Columbian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than the party. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. In February of 2020, Marie Glossenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and she planned parenthood and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her, and so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get to the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. 0 to 10.
0. That's a lie.
Thank you. Marie Glossenkamp Perez, she listens to her community and takes her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which would create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That is a different kind of leader. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
I will be voting for Joe Kent.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some doubts and concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear other statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent, 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all to support Joe Kent in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bank rolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. 0 to 10.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.